This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkov. The U.S. Electoral College cast votes on Monday, formally handing the 2020 presidential election to former Vice President Joe Biden. As expected, President-elect Biden obtained 306 electoral votes when 270 were needed to win the presidency. The Electoral College vote is normally a routine formality on the U.S. presidential election calendar, happening every 4 years. But since the November 3rd national vote, President Trump has repeatedly claimed without credible evidence that the vote in key battleground states was fraudulent, costing him the election. The president and his allies have lost more than 50 lawsuits in battleground states contesting the vote. President-elect Biden spoke in a televised primetime address Monday evening after the Electoral College results were finalized. He brought up the threats of violence local election officials and workers endured while ensuring democracy prevailed during the election and the recounts. The president-elect called the threats unconscionable and said the workers showed courage and commitment. It's an optimistic day as the first people receive the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. But it's also a day the country saw yet another devastating milestone become a reality during the pandemic. 300,000 dead in the United States. Data updated by Johns Hopkins University showed the U.S. surpassed that grim 300,000 mark. While it took 4 months for the first 100,000 Americans to succumb to the virus, some public health experts forecast another 100,000 deaths before the end of January. Similar surges are being recorded around the world. This is VOA News. Travel-related stocks in Japan slid on Tuesday after Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said a travel subsidy program would be suspended nationwide. The suspension is to help contain the surge in cases of the novel coronavirus. At a coronavirus meeting held on Monday, Suga said he would temporarily halt the program from December 28th to January 11th. The measure comes at a time when Japan has witnessed a spike in COVID-19 infections. The country reported a record of more than 3,000 new daily cases on Saturday, and its capital, Tokyo, confirmed 621 new cases. U.S. stocks ended mostly lower on Wall Street on Monday, this after an early rally disappeared. Investors are waiting to see if Congress can pull through on delivering more coronavirus aid to American people, businesses, and local governments. Meanwhile, in Europe, talks continue on trying to reach a trade deal between Britain and the European Union. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has unveiled a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal released Monday includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. But the path forward is unclear. Congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding. There is hope for a midnight deadline Friday to deliver a completed package to President Donald Trump. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work on Monday. The government also ordered gun owners to disarm as part of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's efforts to restore normalcy in the northern region after weeks of war. Some power and telephone links were also restored in the regional capital after a communications blackout that started during federal troops' November 4th offensive. However, there were also reports of big fuel and food price hikes, water shortages, and accounts of hunger and harassment from refugees. Abiy has declared victory over the former local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated federal government for nearly 3 decades before anti-government protests propelled Abiy to office in 2018. International Criminal Court prosecutors said in a report Monday they will not investigate China for alleged genocide and crimes against humanity, this despite calls from exiled Uyghurs. You can read the full story on voanews.com as well as more international headlines. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.